Well, it's exciting for us to be at Derby Day. It's even more exciting when you've got three live chances going forward, including one in the Derby, and that's Light Up Manhattan for Kieran Maher, who slats. Last time Kieran joined us, we were in our outside broadcast at Eagle Farm before Stradbroke Day, Breakfast with the Stars. Good to say good morning again to Kieran. Hi, Kieran.
Morning, fellas.
Yeah, exciting for you as well, I imagine, mate. It's been a congratulations on getting so many horses to such a big day for a small stable.
We've got a great team and some good connections and owners. And, the team's shaping up pretty well for this week.
And Light Up Manhattan, exciting horse.
Very exciting. He's really bred to run the trip. He's quite a big striding horse. And I just think the Flemington 2500... should really suit him. This whole preparation has been just targeted around this one race, so with the aim of peaking him for tomorrow's race, and he's come together nicely, so I think he should run up to his best, and hopefully that's good enough.
Yeah, Kieran, tell us the story about this horse, because you actually saw him and thought, geez, he could make a Derby horse. Was it that easy?
Well, I actually train his half-brother, and he probably doesn't have as much quality as much speed as this horse, but he's a very good stayer. He won a 2 mile hurdle at his fifth start in a race, and very clean winded. So this horse, we purchased him at the start of this preparation, and he'd had three starts and was twice stakes placed. So he was just a bigger, better, stronger version than his brother, and I knew his brother could stay really well, and that gave me the confidence to buy him and target him for the Derby.
Change of jockey as well, unfortunately, but fortunate for Mark Zara.
Yeah, well, Mark, he originally had the ride on him. He rode him at Flemington, and then he ended up getting off him to ride Fontaine Ruby, who won the Caulfield Classic, and I put Hugh Bowman on, but Hughie got suspended on actually he got 20 meetings on Light Up Manhattan last start, and Now Mark's back on. So it's funny how the jockey merry-go-round works.
Yeah. All right. Give us your realistic expectation, mate, of Light Up Manhattan in the Derby.
I think he's a definite top five chance. I think it'd be good each way about his nice odds. As I said to you, getting out to this trip and to the big track of Flemington should really suit him.
Okay. Mate, you'd be pretty excited too about your three-year-old filly, Ascadelia, and that's in the Group 3 Carbine Club Stakes.
She's quite a raw filly with a fair bit of talent, and she's just still learning how to put it together, but very nice horse. She goes up against the boys tomorrow, but she drops from 59.5 to a nice weight of 53. She gets back a little bit in the field, so Flemington, the big straight, and it'll give her plenty of time to get down through her gears, and I'm very happy with her going in.
And you got Joe Magic on board, Joe Moreira.
Yeah, I've never had him on board before, so hopefully he can kick off his magic straight away in the first.
And marksmanship, mate, tell us about this.
We purchased him in June. It was a Lloyd Williams dispersal sale horse, and he's just been a real revelation for the stable. I think he'd won his first three races and had a little break and come back and was stakes placed early in the spring at Caulfield, and his last two runs have been really solid. He ran second at Flemington behind Who Shot the Barman, and then last start was a bit stiff. Caravan rolls on, had all the favours up the fence, and he beat him by about half a length. So, but he's in great form, and the 2500 at Flemington should be no problem at all. Hopefully he can get a cup start.
Yeah, mate, that would be tremendous. So that's 11 of the 13 in that Lexus, Kieran, and going for a Melbourne Cup start. But the winner will be in form and a red-hot chance in the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, well, it's normally a pretty good form reference. They normally run pretty well in the Cup. So yeah, hopefully he gets the favours tomorrow.
Kieran, thank you, mate, and good luck.
Thanks very much.